course, it is NAIDOC Week, and communities across Australia are coming together to celebrate it. It's a time to honour the rich history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. This year marks 50 years of NAIDOC Week, and the theme, The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy, highlights both the remarkable achievements of the past and the bright future ahead. And to celebrate, Parramatta's local Darug community are inviting you to Parramatta Park this Saturday, 12th of July, for Parramatta NAIDOC, a free outdoor festival with an incredible concert lineup, markets, food stalls, cultural workshops, oh, a little old band called Velvet Trip performing. Zeppelin Hamilton from Velvet Trip joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Zeppelin, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Denny. How are you going, mate?
Good, thank you. Very excited to have you here. What does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
NAIDOC Week is a time where myself and my family get to spend some time together and feel proud of our culture like we do every single day, but particularly in the limelight. It's a beautiful week for us, and there's a lot of beautiful events and awards, and it's an opportunity for us to commemorate each other and honour our culture and, you know, have other people, non-Indigenous people, be able to celebrate us alongside and share a special week together.
Excellent. So you must relish opportunities like this to play events like Parramatta NAIDOC.
Say that again?
You must relish events like this, getting the chance to headline Parramatta NAIDOC.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it feels really special to be able to be a part of, the week and be able to share my music and my story and also, you know, hear other people's stories as well. And, yeah, so it's, you know, it's a special week.
Excellent lineup there. This year, you got yourselves there with Velvet Trip. Becca Hatch is in the house, Keon, all artists that we love here at 2SER. Just a wonderful time for music.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, it's really cool. Both of those artists are amazing. And I haven't played with Keon before, but Becca Hatch and I have been on a few lineups together. So it seems like we're kind of going back to back a lot lately, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, Becca's been having a very busy week playing at heaps of stuff. As a Wiradjuri man, how sort of culture influenced sort of the life you live? Because you're not just a musician, you're a skater, you're an actor, you do heaps of stuff. How's that sort of influence all of the things that you do, as well as including your work there with Velvet Trip?
It influences, I don't know how much it sort of influences my daily life other than it being my existence.
So it's just basically it's everything.
I mean, you know, it's like, it's just part of you, and anything that you do, you know, is going to be somewhat impacted by that, you know, when it comes to making music and storytelling. You know, I'm not really the type of artist that, you know, talks about anything very directly. It's all sort of shrouded in my own way of wording my experiences. So in terms of the music side of things and culture, it's sort of more about my own way of expressing myself, it's just a part of that by nature. In terms of my other aspects of my life as well, I mean, you know, with the acting side of things, I've been really lucky to be in a lot of amazing First Nations productions and things that have come along my career like that. So I'm very grateful to have to be First Nations, and it's really cool.
And you've had a very big year there with Velvet Trip. Got the new EP out called Glimmers.
Yep, put an EP out last month and been touring a lot and doing a lot of shows all across the country, really. We've played a lot of festivals right down to Tasmania all the way up to Darwin. So from north to south, we've been over to Perth. We've been everywhere.
You played the Opera House this year.
Yeah, we did a sold-out show at the Opera House as the Sydney launch show in May, which was amazing. And
that's pretty exciting, doing your launch show at the Opera House.
I know, yeah, it was pretty surreal. Pinch myself moment. My family came down for it. So, that was special.
And sort of working in psychedelic pops now, I think psych seems to be coming back again. It's all swings and roundabouts with musical styles and everything, but the psychedelic sound can mean so much, can't it?
Yeah, is it coming back around?
Well, we've got psychedelic radio programs here as well. I don't know if it depends on people's diets with specific substances or anything like that. But it seems we do seem to be living through a day and age where the expansive nature of psychedelic music seems to be one that people are embracing. And it is one of those things, too. I think now that genre boundaries are being eroded a little bit, the psychedelic thing is just I think it's reflective of people realising that there's so much you can do with music and that there are no boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool to know it's coming back around. I've been doing this style of music, in some way or another for a long time. So, I think when I started playing like psychedelic rock and psychedelic music, I was playing in a 7-piece band called Kimono Drag Queens. And at the time, there was quite a scene for it. And then I just kind of kept doing it. And it's funny to hear it's coming back around because I've always kind of loved playing this music. But I love like explorative world building and sonic exploration and, just trying to expand on that. Like it was a lot of psych rock early, which was, very guitar focused. And now it's a lot more synth focused and kind of ambient world building, trying to create a diverse palette to make pop music on.
Excellent. Where to next? I mean, Harmony Blooms is a wonderful album, came out in 2024. You've already dropped an EP this year. What's next with Velvet Trip?
Well, we got a lot.
Not putting the pressure on.
Putting some music out.
All right.
Yeah. Putting some music out, doing some more shows.
You're a bloody legend, Zeppelin. Thank you so much for joining us here. Catch Velvet Trip this Saturday, 12th of July, there at Butternut at NAIDOC. I'll put all the details for this up on the website. I really appreciate you joining us here today. We love your music here at 2SER, and it's just great to have you here on the airwaves with us.
Thanks so much, Danny. Big love to 2SER, and, really respect all that you do. So thank you so much for having me today.
See, it is hard to say, isn't it? Every day I struggle with that.
Yeah.
See? Even professionals like Zeppelin Hamilton can sometimes find difficulty with it. It's completely understandable that happened with me as well. Take care of yourself. Thanks for getting up early to have a chat. Love your work.